Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bruh? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Go work it for real.
Work that ass.
Hey, go work it for real.
Work that ass.
Hey, go work it for real.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, yo, I'm up in VIP. I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been gettin' all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass.
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, gonna work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020, you ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut, shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius, keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Ay, ay, gone working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Ay, ay, gone working for a real nigga. Overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Gonna work that ass.
Go work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go work it for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go work it for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. It's Friday, November 19th, 2021, and I have a star-studded show for you this evening. I'm going to give everybody a little bit of time to tune in, chime in, click on the links. How's everybody feeling out there tonight? I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I haven't had a drink, and tomorrow will make 2 weeks. But I'm drinking tonight, so we could stop that. Not drinking, just sociably drinking. Maybe one or two or three or four shots. Nothing over the top. Because I got to keep my scruples. I got to keep my mental. I got to keep everything together today because I got a serious interview in store for everybody. I want you to call a friend, to tell a friend, that we got a star-studded event. We got a serious interview coming on with the queen of podcasts, Keisha Green. She'll be on about 8:30. But until then, we just gonna talk some current events. Current events like not guilty. Now, who else didn't know what I'm talking about? Acquitted on all charges. Not guilty. You know, Kyle Ritterhouse, if I'm not saying his name right. Fuck it. Who cares? Can you believe they found this guy not guilty on all charges? I'm sure you up to speed on what I'm talking about. The guy who came all the way from one state to another state to the Black Lives Matter protest, I believe with a AK-47 or AR or something like that, and shot and killed two protesters and injured another one. And I guess he was using the Second Amendment right, or whatever you call that, the stand my ground bullshit or whatever you call it. But, I mean, when is this going to stop? I mean, when? When is it going to stop when people get away with killing innocent black people and nothing is ever done? No one is ever prosecuted. No justice is served for the family, for the community, for anybody. I mean, it's more than a slap in the face. It's more than that. It's more like a spit in the face, if you ask me. Look it up. It's all over the internet. It's all over. Kyle Ritterhouse found acquitted or not guilty on all charges. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm not even going to give him any more of my time at all. And then I found out another shocking thing, Young Dolph. I don't know how many people familiar with the young rapper from Memphis. He was born in Dallas, but he grew up in Memphis. Gunned down at a cookie shop, went to get some cookies for his mother. Fascinated in the cookie shop. That's why when people make it, they don't come back to the hood. They always want to scroll you, criticize you, taunt you. Or you don't come back to the hood. You know, you get the money and you go somewhere else. You damn right. Because when you come back to the hood, you get gunned down like a dog. You get gunned down for jealousy, for hatred, for envy, hostility, people walking around with larceny in their heart. When is the senseless deaths and killings gonna stop? I mean, really, though, this was a young black man who was doing stuff in his community. He went back home to pass out turkeys for Thanksgiving. His mother wanted some chocolate chip cookies from her favorite chocolate chip cookies restaurant. He had a bulletproof car. But you know the problem with that, right? Once you get out the car, you got to get to the car. They didn't even give him a chance. They gunned his ass down in the cookie shop and came back and stood over him and dumped three more bullets in him. Young Dolph, born in 1985, sent to the Essence in 2021. You can look that up too. Zachary, let me get this right. Zachary Tracy, maybe? I think I forgot the ex-football player's name. Zachary, can't remember his last name at the time. At this time. Caught on film beating his baby mother down in front of a five-month-old child. Did you see that? He threw her into the wall like she was a rag doll. Then continued to pummelize her. Ex-football player, ex-New York Jets, Los Angeles Rams football player. He turned himself in. Oh, yeah, he's fucked now. She caught his ass on camera. But he was throwing her around like a rag doll. He slammed her into a TV or a flat screen or something like she was a rag doll, the way she flew across that room and slammed into that wall. Downright despicable. A shame, appalling. Now he got to kiss the baby. He got to pay the piper. He got to watch the fat lady sing. Because when you're caught on camera, there's nothing else you could do. You're just caught. You can Google that, too, and look at it. We got so much going on in the news right now that it's hard to find something not to talk about. Or to find something positive to talk about with all the negativity. Or is news just for negative shit? Maybe it's just for negativity. That's what makes good news. Who knows? I'm a news person. Maybe I don't need to be. Then I wouldn't be bringing all this fucked up news to everybody. But anyway, on another note, Keisha Green coming out here at 8:30. Host of the podcast, Digital Foreplay. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about some dating. And we're going to talk about some relationships. And most important, we're going to talk about some sex. With an emphasis on sex. And Keisha voice at about 8:30. And why is relationship talk so popular? Why is it such a big thing now? You know why? Because relationships is all fucked up. Everybody know me. I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I don't believe in love. I've been hurt too many times. People looked me in my eyes and told me they loved me and hurt me too many times. So I'm Mr. Fuck Love. But I am the relationship guru. I'm the self-appointed relationship guru. But I don't believe in love. Nah. I want, right now in my life, I want agreements. That's what I want. You agree to do this, I agree to do that. I agree to do this, you agree to do that. Fuck love. I'm not here for that. Been there, done that. Love don't live here anymore. Until somebody proved me wrong. Because a lot of people, they're in love with the thought of being in love. They looking for love in all the wrong places. Love whores. Yeah, I call them love whores. People who chase love. People who dying to be in love. People who don't know that it's better to love yourself first before you can love somebody else. A lot of people haven't even been shown love. So how can you show somebody love if you've never even been shown love? What is love? What is real love? I want to know. I'm well over 50 and I still don't know. I wouldn't know it if it was right in front of my face. Or maybe I would. Maybe it would be a feeling that I never had before, or I haven't had in a long time. But I'm waiting. It's out there somewhere. Maybe. I wanna ask people, somebody, okay, everybody on the line, if you wanna say something, give a shout out, you wanna speak to me, you wanna speak to my host, if you're on the line, you have to press 1. And then I'll know you there and I'll bring you in. If you clicked on the link, thank you very much for joining me. If you called in, like I said, if you wanna call in, you wanna say something, you wanna make a comment, you have to press 1. I would love somebody to press 1 and tell me why love is real. Or we got one. No, we got 2. All right, hold on, let's see. 6828. You're on the line.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace,
J. Who's this? Who this?
Prince C Star.
Hey, Prince C Star, what's good?
What's poppin', player?
Calling from the peach state.
Most definitely.
That's what they call it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, Playboy. Just checking in, man. I got to start supporting. I'm glad you was hitting me up.
Yeah. You got to start supporting little brother, little big brother.
No doubt. My air life.
How you been? You all right?
I'm good. I'm maintaining, man. It's funny, you know. I never forgot something you said. Like, you said you come down here and, you know, everybody promised you something and they never come through on that shit. That's I'm experiencing some of that.
Oh, wait, don't put it out there. They might be listening. The people who promised me shit might be listening.
Yo.
Listen,
Jay.
What?
I want to get us a round table where we can air all our grievances out. Everybody for knowledge, God.
Okay. Yeah. We definitely need to because we definitely got a couple of issues amongst certain people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, I would like to sit down.
I would like to sit down with Shireen and talk to him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure other people would love to sit down and talk to people like Equality or Be Love or Shadi or Official or, you know, people. You know, everybody been through shit. But it's all love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Most definitely. I mean to get off the top.
You sound good, though. Nah, you ain't gonna get off topic because I'm getting ready to ask you before I get to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you know, is love real?
It's real. That, like, I like that high school, that first one. Boom, that was it right there. But now dealing with the love situation, it's a business aspect to it too. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if y'all can come in it, you know, y'all love one another, and y'all know this is a fucking business. So
yeah.
We got to move like that. You know what I mean?
So you said to you, love is a business.
I mean, if we sharing, you know, a house, apartment, you know, shit like that, sharing bills, that's a financial obligation.
I did a show a while back, what was the main reasons why women cheat, and I did a survey, like 75 women, and the number one reason why women cheat was finances.
Yeah.
So,
no,
I don't, that was the number one reason. I didn't think that, you know, but that was the number one reason, finances. So I don't know, you saying love is a business, so I mean, I guess, you know what I mean? I don't know. You said
yeah, well, I mean, when
so you mean like
married,
you mean like love
it,
so you mean
married,
like
you signing a contract.
So you mean it's half, like half and half and half this,
I mean,
and half
it gotta
that.
Gotta be half. I mean, whoever, you know, the strongest or whatever. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Look, love come in many different, many different aspects. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say you wrong. You know what I mean? Cause I'm still trying to figure it out. That's what I'm still trying to figure it out. So maybe you might be right. You know?
Yeah, I'm shit. Me right now, I need somebody that got something. We can come together and make this shit happen in our twilight years.
Yeah, but you ain't talking about love, man. You talking about you need somebody to come together and give and make it happen.
Nigga, I'm
come
telling you,
halfway.
I love the money. Read between the lines. Yeah. You know how we get down.
That ain't love, then, man. That mean you love them if they bring half to the table. That mean you love them if they meet you halfway. You love them. That's what that means. That's what you're saying.
They're showing me. You know what I mean? I want to see it. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to see it and feel it.
So you want a woman.
Why you got me what? Sounding like the pimp, man?
Nah,
what's going on? No, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, you know, I gotta stay neutral. I gotta stay biased.
Oh,
I'm the host,
okay.
So I can't lean. You know, I already told you in the beginning. I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I said that in the beginning of the show. I'm Mr. Fuck Love because everybody who ever told me they love me, they hurt me. So I'm done with love. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen. You can't.
What's up?
You can't have no sunshine without having rain. All of that shit go hand in hand, baby. All that shit go hand in hand. With that pleasure, it's gonna come pain. Come on now.
So, I mean, so say that again.
The rain, there will be no sunshine. They are one in the same. Yeah. They go together. You can't have one without having the other, because then you wouldn't know which one was which.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you're right.
So you can't have, all right, love can't be all happy and this and that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's going to be some bumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how life is, baby. It's going to be up, it's going to be down.
That's true. That's true.
All that shit come around in the circle, baby. The mathematics taught us all that.
Yeah. Yo, well, look, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Stay, you know, I'll be down there to see you soon, man.
I might be up here before then. Yeah, I should be up. It's not Christmas, New Year's, or some shit like that. But I want to do some shit different in 2022, and I might need your help.
Okay.
But
all right. When 2022?
What, next year. Next year, nigga.
Okay. All right. So I'll be looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, and if you think about it, whenever you about to, you know, dig with my DM, boom, drop that. Give me a reminder.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thanks for calling in, man.
No
thanks
doubt.
For calling in, Prince. All right, peace.
You got that. Peace.
All right. Peace. Ah, man, that was my man Prince C from ATL calling in, everybody. Some people said they having trouble calling in. I don't really know what's going on. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is right now. One second. It's got a lot of numbers calling in here. Let me see. Hold on one second. If you're calling in, you're having problems, I'm trying to fix the situation. What's going on? Just bear with me one second. Oh, we got somebody at the door that might be my guest for the show this evening. Look, we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna be right back. If you're trying to call in, you have to just keep calling in. I think the phone lines is kind of crowded right now. Or if you clicked on the link, you shouldn't have any problems clicking on the link. The link is on my Facebook page, Randy J. Sean Jackson. You have to go on my page and click on the link if you're having problems calling in, because we got a lot of callers on the line. So if you're having problems calling in, please go on my Facebook page and click on the link, Randy J. Sean Jackson on Facebook. And the link is, I'm getting ready to put the link up again in 1 minute. So we're gonna go to this song, and then we're gonna be right back after this song. 1 second.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with J. Sean Online Radio Podcast. I hope the lines is cleared up. People having trouble calling in, trying to fix the problem. I'm going to send a link for everybody just trying to get on. If you clicked on the link and you wanted to call in, I'm getting ready to send another link to my Facebook page that I'm live right now. And you could click on. Give me 1 second. I don't know what's going on here. All right, I'm sending the link. Sending the link to my Facebook page right now if you want to click on the link that I'm live on. for those who trying to call in and having trouble. Maybe it's too many callers. That's a good thing. Maybe it's too many callers on. They done jammed up the phone line or something. That's a good thing. But anyway, when the moment has come, you know my guest is here. You know what I mean? We ready to get this thing started. Once again, I'm the host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Last week I was scrolling on Instagram, which I do periodically, and I ran across this young lady's page, and it caught my attention because the podcast was speaking about like relationships, and I knew that's what I did. You know what I mean? And I ventured into a page and I seen that, you know, she'd been doing this for quite a long time, way longer than me. I'm like, I'm a new jack. I'm a rookie. You know, I'm a puppy in the game. But I seen she was doing this, I think since like 2015. And she got a lot of accolades, like an author and motivation speaker and the host of the podcast Digital Foreplay, and I felt like she would be somebody that I would love to interview on my show. So I reached out to her, and hey, we're making it happen tonight. You know what I mean? So without any further ado, I want to introduce my Keeping It Real podcast to Keisha Green. Let me see if I can get Keisha Green in here. Keisha Green, you on the line? Miss Green.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. I got to bring you in right. Okay. So, thank you. Something is going on. I don't, people texting me like crazy. They're having trouble calling in. I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, like my mother used to tell me, with anything man-made, anything is always possible to go wrong. I had trouble once before starting the platform one time at another podcast. We had prank callers. Now, this time people having trouble calling in. I really don't know what it is. But the good thing about it is that when the show is over with, you can always go back and hear it again. You know, unfortunately, I wish you could, people just trying to get on could hear it live, but I just sent the link to my Facebook page, so if you want, you could click on the link and hear the show instead of if you're having problems calling in. Page Randy J. Sean Jackson, and click on the link, and you'll be able to hear the show there. I see that's what most people are doing. So what should I call you, Keisha, Miss Green, Digital Foreplay, or what should I call you?
You can call me Keisha. That's fine.
All right. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. And yourself?
Are you nervous? Are you anticipating what I'm going to ask you, or how's the show going to be?
Oh my goodness. I'm cool. I mean, I was a little bit concerned, so maybe slightly nervous, but I said, you know what, this is an interview, and, you know, on my show, it's that, you know, that's what we're here for, to talk and discuss various topics, so, you know, I'm cool.
That's good. We just like to have fun here. That's all we like to do. And the main thing we like to do, we like to keep it real. You know, that's
right.
That's the name of the show. We just keep it real. It's no right answers. It's no wrong answers. It's everything that's, you know, from, I guess, knowledge gained from actual experiences in your life. Because you've been, how long you been doing the podcast thing?
Digital Foreplay, I've been doing that for, we're 2021, I've been doing that for 5 years. But I'm not a stranger to, you know, online radio, because I started my literary show, Writer's Life Chat, back in 2009.
Wow, 2009.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time ago.
That's
good. So you're very experienced.
Yeah.
What's going on? If you don't mind, where you from?
New Jersey, Ocean Township, New Jersey.
You from Ocean Township?
Yeah.
Oh, you down in, that's like South Jersey.
Yeah, like Central Jersey by the shore.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Oh, you got children?
4 children. My oldest is 26. My twins are 22. And I have a 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. And they all know what you do? I mean, far
yes.
as the podcast, Digital Foreplay.
Yes,
you know that question.
They've...
You know that was coming next. That was coming next.
No, definitely.
Definitely
they are no stranger to it. They are definitely no stranger to it because Digital Foreplay is Thursdays at 7. And so, like I said, I've been doing this for 5 years. So my kids, when they were still in the – all of my kids were under the same roof as me. They knew at on Thursdays, skedaddle, go somewhere because I'm doing my show. Do not interrupt me. And so, yeah, they're fully aware. And now since it's just me and my youngest daughter, she knows, like, Thursday night, she goes in her room, she shuts the door. let you do you.
Yeah, that's because, you know, I'm an author. Like, I know you're an author now. You know, I wrote my autobiography in 2008. It was called The Patterson Pimp. And I used to, like, people used to be like, do your children know? Because I got 8 kids, but they all over 18. They all grown now. But at this time, mm-hmm. 2008, people would always ask me, do your kids know, like, what you did in your life? I'll be like, they know, you know what I mean? But, you know, kids, they gonna know, you know what I mean? And they gonna use their own mental, you know, they know when something is positive and something is negative, and they know when and mommy is a good person and daddy is a good person, regardless to, you know, it's just the good word for it, like a podcast. It's just entertainment.
Exactly.
Or like
exactly.
a good, or like
That's
a good
what
book
it
is just like, it's just like a book is like a good read, you know, or something like that. But yeah, but that's, you know, that was my question. I was going to ask you that. What did your kids know what you was doing?
Yeah, they're fully aware about Digital Foreplay. They know that I'm an author. They know that I write erotica. They're definitely aware of it. And like some of my oldest son and my oldest daughter, they're my Facebook friends. So they see all of the stuff that I post. And my daughter, she's like, my friends think you're hilarious because they screenshot your post and text it to me. Like, your mom is so funny. And it's like, oh my goodness. And she's so embarrassed.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a, well, I mean, that's a good thing. They understand, and they definitely understand it. I got a bunch of questions to ask you. You know, I don't even know where to start. But I'm gonna try to ease my way into. I'm gonna ease my way into where I'm really trying to get to. Do you know what I mean? Social life. How's your social life?
My social life is cool. It's, you know, the summer was great. You know, when it's nice outside, you get to go out and do things. People have barbecues. There's events outdoors. Now that, you know, summer's over with, we're in fall, getting into winter, it kind of, like, shuts down. So it's like now we kind of, like, hibernate, which is good for me because then I can put more focus back on Digital Foreplay because during the summer I don't do Digital Foreplay because I'm competing with outdoors. So now back and, you know, I don't want people to have to choose. So I go on a hiatus and then I come back in the fall. And so now around this time is where people are in the house on Thursday nights and this, you know, they can tune in. So my social life for the most part is good. I have friends and, you know, we hang out. You know, we might go out to lounges, whatever. No complaints.
You know, I was talking a little bit about dating. That's what I meant.
Oh, well,
something.
You should have asked that question then. You ain't say that. You said social.
I said I just let her finish, and then I'll tell her what I really meant.
Mr. Jackson, you have to be more specific, okay?
Okay, all right. Okay. Social dating, how is that going for you? Because I heard you say you was divorced.
Yes, well, I've been divorced a while. So the dating part of it, dating is interesting. I just got out of something, out of a relationship, and, you know, it's how can I say it? It's fun when you're in it. Then when you're out of it, you try to learn, you know, take what you learned from it and apply it moving forward and so forth.
Right.
And I do say to anyone that I date, I do tell them what I do, you know, in regards to this whole digital foreplay and the stuff that I post. And if you're easily offended, it's not going to work for you because you're going to be intimidated by it. I have a strong personality, so, you know, it's not for the weak. And, you know, in instances, it can work with me, and then sometimes it works against me. In my last relationship, I think that aside from, like, maybe the distance, but also, too, my personality was too strong, too big for the relationship.
Oh, okay. So you say your personality was too strong?
Yeah, I'm a bit much.
I mean, you sound like you are. You sound like you are. I was talking to my he can't call in. He just texted me, but he clicked on the link. My program director, he said he asked me, did I talk to you? Because remember, I told you yesterday I had a lot of problems with not a lot, but a few problems with people who came on the show, and then they didn't want to talk about what we talked about ahead of time. And he told
right.
me, he asked me, did you talk to her, brief her before the show? I said, yeah, we talked. He said, he asked me, you know, about you. I said, well, she sound like, and then I tried to intimidate how you sound. You don't want to hear me do it.
You try to mimic me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I try to give him an idea of, you know, of how you sound, you know, because I said, she sound professional, you know what I mean? But she not afraid. I said, she sounds like professional, like a school teacher or a librarian, but she ain't afraid to talk about sex. So he was trying to figure it out. So I tried to mimic you. I'll let you hear it one day how I did it. But
Jesus.
Not on the air right now. Not at all.
Oh,
not
my.
At all. So
wow.
He said, okay. And then he told me, he said, what did he say? He said, he told me to watch Lip Service. He said, well, watch Lip Service, and then you will know how to deal with her. You know what I mean? So I watched several episodes of Lip Service to prepare for this interview with you, just to let you know. So
what?
You know what Lip Service is, right?
No, I don't.
You know
what is that?
Lip Service is, you know, 105, this radio station, 105.1, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy,
uh-huh.
Angela Yee got a podcast called Lip Service, where her and two other females, three females, and they bring one guy on there, and they talk about sex with the guy for the whole show. It's hot. You got to check it out. Lip Service. It's good. It's really
okay.
Good. It's a good show. Well, anyway, I watched several episodes of that to get prepared for you. But anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Moving on. This is what I wanted to ask you, like, in relationships, right? Being that, you know, like, I know you got the podcast and you well-rounded in relationships and everything. If you was in a relationship, say, like, and the guy you was messing with had a journal, right? And he left, you know, maybe you went to the store to get a pack of cigarettes or some ice cream or get you something, and you saw his journal. And it was open, or even if it wasn't open, would you look through it?
Yeah.
I thought she was gonna say no.
The curiosity in me would want to know. I mean, I know the politically correct thing could be like, no, I'll just wait. But then it's sitting there. I'd be like, what are you talking about in there? Are you talking about me? You know. Because, you know, sometimes men, they have a hard time communicating. And so if he has a journal, so obviously he can pin his thoughts. So I'm thinking maybe there's something in there that he wants to say to me that he doesn't know how to say to me. So, you know, I got to help him out and just, you know, see where his head's at.
I swear I would have bet $100 you was going to say no.
I don't want to lie.
Don't lie. We keep it real. All right. Okay. All right. You the nosy type. Then you're gonna go through your man's journal.
Wait. I don't like the term nosy. Inquisitive. Just little inquisitive.
Inquisitive. Yeah. Okay. You are a little inquisitive with a touch of nosy on top. Okay. All right.
I'm an
good author.
But look, I can probably use some of that in one of my books or something.
Tell me about it. But look, you know what? In like 2001, Keisha, right? There's so much going on in 2001, right? Let's talk about trust for a minute.
Okay.
Is it hard for you to trust a man?
Yes.
So you don't trust, or are you willing to trust?
I think it's a little bit of both. I want to trust, but at the same time, you want to make sure that the person that you are opening up to is worthy of that, you know, because it's just like respect. You want, you know, got to earn it. And once it's gone, it's kind of like messes things up. So, you know, you got to like take baby steps, but you know, until somebody gives you a reason not to.
Right. Yeah, because I have a hard time trusting anybody. So trust is out the window. I don't know if you heard me in the beginning of the show, but I said that, you know, I call myself Mr. Fuck Love, like, because everybody whoever told me they loved me hurt me. So for right now, love don't live here anymore. Maybe again one day, I don't know. I've been married twice and divorced twice. But love don't live here right now, you know, so I'm on to something else. Okay, I got another question for you. We're going into the deep water right now.
Uh-oh.
A little bit.
Okay.
When you first meet a guy, right, and you decide to, you know, give him some coochie, make love to him, have sex, whatever you want to say. Well, I ask you personally, do women hold back the first time they have sex with a man?
Yeah. I think so.
They do.
But why? It's various reasons. It's going back to that trusting that person, even though you're at the point where you're having sex. But I think that it does have to do with that. But also, too, like, for example, if you're having sex with the person, you may not want to reveal certain things to them. So you want to be shy, you want to be timid, and you don't want them to judge you. So you, like, you want to be low-key with it. So you just try to play it safe until you feel that it's okay to, like, let loose.
So you don't really put it on them. You put it on them, but you don't really, really put it on them.
I guess. You know what? It all depends. Like, for example, if you have sex with 10 women, those 10 women that you're sleeping with, they're not all going to get the same type of sex from you because different women are going to bring out a different side of you. So it's kind of hard to say because one guy I might really, really be feeling I really, really, really like him. So it's like I want to give him the best of me. Then it could be another one where it's just like I may not have been in the mood. We're kind of used to each other and, you know, we've been together for a while and it's just like, oh, let me just do this so I can go to sleep, you know. So different people bring out different energies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I can understand that. I definitely could understand that, but I think I even been through that before. You know what I mean? Like with females that I knew. I knew this female one time, and we was messing around for a while, but she really never really gave me oral sex, or she did give me oral, but it wasn't. You know, it was like maybe for like a minute or 2 minutes, and then she would stop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, then months later, out of nowhere, you know, she became She just became what's the name of that lady? I forgot. You know the lady that that was known for that.
Superhead?
I forgot her name. Who? Yeah.
Superhead.
Yeah. She out of nowhere one day she became Superhead. Like damn, like where that was at, or where was that at? Like, oh shit! Like she just out of nowhere one day she just became Superhead.
I guess she felt comfortable. You took her there, and she wanted to show you that she was a beast with it.
Yeah. That's so I was like in my mind. Oh, she been holding back. Now I've been giving her my all, but she been holding back. Like, okay, now I learned something. I learned something. Definitely, I did. Okay, how about your opinion? This your opinion. Taking too long to come. Is that good or is that bad for a man? You know,
if you was having
sex with a man and he took too long, and he taking too long, is that good or is that bad?
I mean, if you're doing it and you're enjoying it, who's really keeping track of the time? You're just enjoying each other until you guys are just like exhausted. But you said taking a long time. What are you talking? I don't know. Like,
I'm talking,
it's a long
like,
time.
I'm
I guess
talking
it,
like,
it just depends.
I'm,
like, he going to be able
I'm talking
to,
like
it's,
I'm talking like if he, you know, if he ejaculated and stayed hard and kept going. You know,
oh, well,
I'm
if,
talking
he, can,
like
if
that.
He can get it back up, then yeah, you know, let's go. But, like, you're talking about he's been going for 2 hours, and now he passed out and he can't get it up for the next 2 days. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well, how about this? Let's switch gears. How about too fast, coming too fast?
Oh, that's a turnoff. That's a turnoff, like, because it's like you're so excited that you came so fast. Like, okay, now what are we supposed to do? You know.
So that's a definite no.
Well, no, because but here's the thing. Okay, if he came too fast, he might have been really excited about it, but it can't get it back up. Or is that he came in 5 minutes and now he's tired? Is a difference. If he can get it back up, let's go. But if he can't, then we're stuck.
I understand that. But if you ran into a situation like that, if you ran into a problem where a man was coming too fast, what would you do? Do you think it would be because of the position, or would you just think it's like, yo, this he got a problem?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, if every time that you have sex with him and he's coming so fast, it's a conversation that I guess you need to talk about. Like, hey, babe, what's wrong? Why are you so excited? Like, slow down. You know, we got all night. Or, you know, but maybe that's just him. So I guess if I was going to stay with him, I guess I got to hurry up and make that the best 5 minutes of my life. I don't know. You know, I guess, and then my ego might feel like, oh, I got some good pussy or something. I don't know.
Said,
it could be anything.
You said the best 5 minutes of my life.
Okay, seven.
Yeah, I could understand that. Oh, man, I'm going crazy because I don't know what's going on. You should see how many people is texting me saying they're having problems calling in. I never had this problem before. I don't know what's going on with this.
Well, the beauty of this, got the archives. They can always tune in and listen to the archives.
Yeah, they're
going to
have
to.
That's what they're going to have to do. Everybody who called in, if you clicked on the link, I understand that you're having problems calling in. I don't really know what's going on. And I know you might have wanted to call in and, you know, say something or whatever, but Keisha just said, the beauty of it is you will still be able to hear it tonight, tomorrow, next week, or whenever. You will still be able to hear the show because I don't know what's going on. Like, maybe I don't know what's going on. Why people, everybody having troubles calling in, but like, you know, every It's always something. If the devil is busy, maybe you could just keep trying to call in and just see what happens and go from there. All right. Muscles, Keisha, muscles. Is that something that's hard to do or something that you got to learn to do or practice? Or I'm talking about muscles in the vagina.
Is it something that you have to practice? No, it's not. It's either you have pussy control or you don't. You know, for women, women that have had children, after having children, you know, you have Kegel exercises that they tell you to do after giving birth, a vaginal birth. And so it's just something that you have, and like, you know, you can use it to your advantage, especially. It's just like, it's a good thing. It's a good feeling. I've never heard a man say that it's a bad thing, you know. So it's one of those things that you can have control in it. I think it heightens the sex, because like you can grab it, like, you know, just grab it and pull them in or let them out or whatever the case may be.
So you know a little bit about the muscles.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I sure do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing.
You asked the question. I'm answering it. Yeah. That's, I mean, not everybody has it, but yeah, if you have control, you can control it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah. I knew a female who she would tell you to put your fingers in her vagina, and then she would tell you to try to pull your fingers out. And that's how strong her muscles were. She was a dancer, though. You know what I mean? And
I don't know her. I haven't did it with her to know that part of it. But I mean, it's about having control. My boo says it feels like it's a hand, like pulling you in. So it's all about how you work it. It's like, you know, okay. If you're not used to it, it might be something different. I know one time, this is like last year on Digital Foreplay, one of the guys said that he doesn't like a woman to have a tight pussy. He likes it loose. He likes to feel like he's throwing a ball down a long hallway. And I was like, wow,
what?
So you must, right, that's what everybody on the show said, what? And he said, no, I don't want to feel all of that. And I said to him, so what if you've just been having sex with whores? Like, you don't want to feel, you don't want to feel the walls of her pussy when you put your dick in? Like, you just, like, I didn't understand that. Nobody understood it. And I think that what man wants to stick his dick in and don't feel anything? I mean, there needs to be some type of control there. And I mean, for me personally, if that's what's happening, like, you know, it intensifies things. You know, it makes the orgasm that much better.
You know what? We're saying that is because, you know, we never really talked, but I used to be out in the go-go world, you know, and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I knew this dancer, and a lot of them used to call me with their problems, with their men. And one of my dancers used to call me and tell me, she used to call me crying and stuff because she was messing with this. I don't know if the guy was Haitian or Jamaican or Trinidadian, but
mm-hmm.
he used to get angry with her whenever her vagina was wet. Once they started, and if it was wet, he would be mad and curse her out and want to hit her and all kind of stuff. And she used to call me crying in the middle of the night, like, Jay Sean, have you ever heard of any shit like this when a man is mad because your vagina is wet? And I like, for real, this is a true story. And I never really understood. Like, I told her, like, I didn't know if it was some foreign shit because he was from another country, or I don't know what he thought or what he believed, but he actually used to be mad with her if her vagina was too wet. Yeah, that's a real story.
Man, get the hell out of here. I've never in my life ever had a man ever tell me, like, no, Keisha, don't come. I don't want wet pussy. I want dry pussy, ever. That is crazy. That's ludicrous. That is so crazy. Like, what? They want wet pussy. They want all of that. Nobody ever said, ooh, that wet pussy over here, I want some dry shit. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, he used to be, she said he used to be, he's like ready to fight if a vagina was too wet. Like that's some crazy shit. I never heard that. But you know, that's
maybe
that's
because
all,
he's the 5-minute man that you're talking about. Maybe because he was gonna come too fast. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. is that really you, that picture with the leather on and with the cleavage up like that, and you don't see the headshot, just think you see the body. You squat.
No,
or something.
No,
is that
my
really
graphic
you?
Designer did that. My graphic designer designed that for me.
Oh, okay. I was like, I was wondering if that was you. Like, you know, I was like, oh, she took the little Kim because it proposed or something like that.
I can't take credit for that. My graphic designer, he did that. I told him what I was visioning for my, you know, digital foreplay, and that's what he came out with, and I loved it. It worked. It's perfect.
Okay, yeah, it's a dope picture. It's a dope picture. We got a lot of people on the lines right now, but I got to keep saying this, so pardon me. The people that's having trouble calling in, I really don't know what's going on because we got a lot of people on the lines right now and that's not having problems. I have even text people told them to call in to see if they get through. And a lot of people getting through, but some people not getting through. So I hope everybody that's not getting through has clicked on the link. And if you on the line and you want to speak, say something to Keisha, or you want to say something to me, press 1. You know what I mean? And if not, just thanks anyway for listening to the show. Red flags, Keisha. What's a red flag? What's a red flag like to let you know a guy is a no-no?
To turn you off. Okay, for me, guys that are weak, I want an alpha. So that would be a turn-off for me. Like, I want someone to take charge. I don't want to have to tell them what to do, because I want to be submissive, and I can't be submissive if I have to be the alpha and the submissive person. It doesn't work. So that would be a turnoff for me.
Wow. Hold on one second. 8401. You on the line? You wanted to speak to Keisha or me? 8401. 8401. Hello. Hello? Hello? Yeah, you on the line. How you doing? Yeah, we can hear you. You live on the radio.
All right, I'm playing Pompano.
Okay, you sound like you're feeling nice. Yeah, you sound like you're feeling nice.
Yes, I am, because I have to do 36 hours in 3 days. So tonight is my night.
Oh, you worked 36 hours in one night. Did you want to say something to somebody, or you just wanted to listen? You just listening to the show.
I want to say something about my whole life, about listen.
Oh, wait, hold on. You got to hold on, then, if you want to say something about your whole life. Just hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. I promise you I'll be coming right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. All right. Where you calling from?
The Poconos.
Poconos, okay. Poconos in the house. Okay, hold on, Miss Poconos, okay? Hold on. Hello, Keisha.
Yeah.
Keisha. Oh, okay, yeah. That's somebody calling in from the Poconos. I thought they wanted to speak, but they wanted to talk about their life, so I told them to hold on 1 second. we flowing right now. Keisha, phone sex.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of that? Have you ever did phone sex?
Yes, I've had phone sex before. It's not like, I'm not a super fan of it. It's just like, if we have to, but it's not going to be something that I suggest, like, because all it's, because, you know, phone sex is nothing but two people in two different places masturbating with each other on the phone. And all that's going to do is just leave you frustrated, and you're, you know, going to want to have sex and you can't because for whatever reason. So why even, for what? it's a waste for me.
Oh, okay. How tall are you?
I'd rather talk that nasty talk when you're there, right there with me. I'm not going to do it over the phone. Like, talk it in my face.
Wow. How tall are you?
5'10".
Oh, wow. You taller than me. You a tall one, huh? You're Amazon.
Oh,
you're Amazon. You're a big one, huh? 5'10". A 5'10" woman who like to talk about sex. Okay, I like that. I had to call my program director on a three-way because he couldn't even get through. Like, I don't know what was going on.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Dre, you can hear me on the line? Yep. Oh, okay, all right. He on the line. I had to call him on another phone. He couldn't get through. I guess you got the phone lines jammed up, Keisha, like so much. I don't know. I guess that's what's going on. Cause this,
okay,
yo, this never
that's
happened
good.
Before. This never happened before. I never had people couldn't get through. I got to go to another plan now. Maybe I got to go to another plan and get more callers because I never had this happen before. This is new. But
I'm glad that everybody is tuned in. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you, everybody.
But no, look, what's great about this is that I think we talked yesterday, told you, whenever a woman comes on here and talks about sex and talks freely from the mind, after the show I got a million guys calling me. What's her number? What's her name? something like, yo. Like, yo, it's just a woman using her freedom of speech and being open. You know what I mean? Guys do it all the time. It's cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
no,
I guess
definitely.
They don't really understand that. You know what I mean? They don't
well,
really understand.
Well, because it's taboo topic. You know, because, you know, for when it comes to sex and women and discussing it, just like, you know, okay, if you go sleep with 10 women, you're a stud. If I sleep with 10 men, I'm a whore. It's the same thing. Like, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but you can as a male. You can talk about it. But I feel like this, we both can talk about it. You have children. I have children. We've had sex before. So why can't we discuss it? Like I said, I'm an author. I write romance and erotica. Erotica is porn on paper. So in order to write about it, I've had to experience it or, you know, daydreamed about it or whatever the case may be. So me using a platform such as my book and my podcast to talk about it. And now that led you finding me and I'm on your show talking about it. Like, we should be able to have healthy conversations about it because at the end of the day, we're all fucking. We're all doing it.
How old are you? Well, you don't have to tell me exact. What age range are you in?
No, it's not a secret. I'm 46.
Okay. So you 46 and sex is still, for you at 46, is still, it's not, you're not tired of sex or you're not done with sex or you regular, like your sex drive is normal?
Oh my goodness! Yes, my sex drive is normal. I'm still interested in sex. I'm 46. I'm not like 75 or shit.
Because women are strange. Like, son, you get some women like, I know women like that. You know, like that. I know women that need sex. Like, I didn't really tell you because you didn't really get to know me, but I was a pimp for like 20 something years, over 20 years. I retired in 2008. That's when I wrote my first book, The Patterson Pimp. And then I wrote like 7 books. I wrote a movie. I had a movie in the movie theaters about my life, and really in the movie theaters. And I had a contract where my movie was played on a streaming online. It was on an app. I was streaming online every week. And but sex life with me is different. You know what I mean? So that's why I was asking you, is because sex is different for everybody. Because, like, I know women that's your age that's, like, they'll tell you they done with sex. And I don't, you know, mm-hmm. So I don't really understand that. That's why I asked you your sex drive, where you was at with it right now. Like, you, so you still...
Yeah,
so you still wish, good. You still good.
Yeah, I'm still good. I have no complaints. Like, for my ideal, he has a high sex drive just like I do, and we come together and it works. It's a beautiful thing. It's not, you know, I don't want to be the person that's like, dag, like, can we have sex? Can we have sex like a kid that want to go outside? Like, no. That's, you know, when you're getting to know somebody, like, how important is sex to you? How, you know, what you like, what you don't like, and so forth and so on. So,
What did you just say? You just said your man or your companion, or you just was speaking hypothetically speaking? When you just said,
my ideal, he has a healthy my ideal has a healthy sex drive just like I do. So it wouldn't work if he didn't have it and I did, like, we wouldn't be, you know, balanced. So, you know, it's always
right.
Like, it has to work, you know? So it's one of those things, like, it just does. It works better, I would say, because if at the end of the day, if you're not compatible in that sense, like, somebody's going to be unhappy. Somebody's going to feel shorted. So, you know.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna speed this up because we're running out of time. I didn't want to hold you too long, and everything is messed up now because we can't do the Q&As because people can't get through. But anyway, I'll try to do a quick Q&A with you. I'll throw it off the top
ahead.
Of the head. Anal. Where you
am
at
I,
with
you,
that?
Am I answering yes or no? Like what?
What do you feel about it?
How do I feel about
what
it? It's not my forte. It's not my
right.
forte.
Okay. Do you know women who it is or that it is their forte?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I do.
What do you think about a man? What do you think about a man who always talk about anal?
This is funny. When a man always talks about it, like, initially I would be like, what's wrong? Why is he always talking about it? Is he gay or whatever? But, you know, through conversations with men, it's not so much as them being gay. It's just something that they enjoy and that they want to please the other person, and they want to, you know, show them something different, especially if they're not into it or they haven't experienced it. Because recently someone said to me, like, oh, I'm into this. I was like, oh, my God, I remember I can count on my left hand how many times I did it and I didn't enjoy it. And, you know, they were saying to me, like, well, no, you know, that was then, you know, they didn't do it right. There's a way about it, because, like, I hear the horror stories from my girlfriends where they're like, oh, my God, I couldn't sit down. I'm walking funny. I'm bleeding. I got diarrhea. I got all this other shit going on. So, you know, I'm like, damn. I'm like, stay away from me. But, you know, hey, I mean, what it is.
Hey, Keisha. Keisha, could you love a man or live with a man or build a relationship with a man who didn't go down on you? If he didn't eat coochie, huh?
No, because if he's not eating pussy, I'm not sucking dick.
How dare you?
Okay. How dare you? Touché.
Y'all hear that
but
out
yeah,
there?
He does, now,
she
if
would
you
not,
saying that
she
he
would
doesn't
not build
do
a,
it because he doesn't know
not,
how to. No,
she
but
would
you're
not
saying
build
he doesn't
a future.
Do it.
She would not build a future with a man who will not go down on her. And
well,
that's
no,
from
if
a
he's
lot
not
of women,
going
not
down,
just you.
But wait, but if he's not going down on me because he doesn't know how to, then let me teach him. I can be a teacher. That
no, man, I'm just
down,
saying. You know
I
what about if that he didn't? What about if he didn't believe in that? What about if he didn't believe in that?
Well, like I said, I'm not sucking dick. He ain't eating pussy. I'm not sucking dick, so I guess we'll just be two people just always fucking, but we ain't sucking on nothing. I just did not, like, then I'll be looking for someone who's going to eat my pussy. And he can fuck me, but I want somebody to do that. And then eventually, once I get to the person who's going to give me what I need, then there'll be no use for him, because then I can be with the guy who's going to eat my pussy and fuck me good. Come on now. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you wow, Keisha.
No, I'm not. I'm serious, though. Like, you got to take pride in your pussy. So maybe my pussy could persuade him that he is going to eat pussy.
So you, so what? What you can't live? You can't live forever with a man who don't eat pussy. You can't live happily ever after with the picket fence and the Snow Valley.
I don't care how many times you rephrase this pump. Question. You keep asking the same question. I keep telling you no. Either he's going to let me teach him. He's going to let me teach him, okay, and that's what we're going to do, or we're not going to be able to do this. Like, I'm going to, I'm good over here, he'll be fine. He'll eat some pussy.
You.
What?
You said no matter how many times I rephrase it or how I turn around, is not you're not gonna be able to do it. You're not okay. We
not gonna
we
got be able to do it. That's right. Not gonna be able to do it. Absolutely not. I'm not. You figure I'm 46. Like, that might have passed like back in my 20s or my 30s or whatever the case may be. But right now in 2021, right now, Keisha Green is not. That to me is an equivalent of settling. I'm not settling because there's a man out there that wants to eat my pussy.
Oh my God! Okay, we got the message out there. We definitely got the message. I'm trying to see where I want to go before I let you go. I swear you don't answer every question I ask you. I thought I was gonna stump you on a couple of things, but you really are the epitome of digital foreplay. Dating and relationship talk. For real. You answered every question I asked you. Like, you didn't pass on anything. Like, I told my, he on the line, but he can't talk because he on the three-way. But I told my program director, I'm like, I'm going to get her. Watch, she don't know it, but I'm going to hit her with some shit and she going to pass. I thought you was going to pass. I said, because she sound like a librarian a little bit. But, you definitely fooled me. You fooled a relationship guru. You fooled me on that. Before we go, I always ask all my guests before we go. I always ask everybody. Is love real, Keisha?
Yes, it is. It is real. It is real.
You want to tell us why? You want to tell us why?
Love is real because, like, it's like the greatest part, you know, when you're with someone, when you can achieve that and reach it. But with love, it's not something that you just give away. And some people abuse it. So some people might be tainted, like you saying, love don't live here no more with you. Me, I love love. I love romance. I'm a sucker for a love story. So I'm always thinking about that, ooh, you know, that happily ever after. But oftentimes enough, it doesn't always, love doesn't play fair. Or I should say the people that I might have engaged with, they weren't playing fair, because love is, you know, patient and kind. So love doesn't do any of those bad things. It's the people that do it. And I've had my heart broken many of times, and you would think that I would be like, you know, fuck love, fuck niggas, fuck all of this or whatever, but I'm still optimistic. So yes, I do believe in love.
You know, I've been doing this like over a year or something, and everybody I ask, do they believe in love? Everybody believes in love. It only had one person to come out here who didn't believe in love like me. You know who that was? One of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I'm surprised that the whole world believes in love. It really fucks me up. I'm not gonna lie about that. But
well, it sounds like you were burnt, like you've been burnt by it. But
no,
you know,
of course, plenty of times. Everybody who ever told me they love me always have hurt me in my life. Everybody who looked me in my face and told me that has hurt me. So, like, that's why I stand on my shit like that. But, I mean, you know,
right,
I don't knock people.
But you
like,
just
people
said
who say
it.
They
you
believe
just said
in
it. It's love
people
didn't do it. The person did it. It wasn't, love. It was the person. So the love, it's like, you know, however long it's going to last. Rather, she might have loved you for a week, a month, a year, 2 years, whatever. It's as long as it's good. Because when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad. And oftentimes enough, we get all caught up into it. We never see that it's going to, you know, going to hit that rock bottom and pick back up. So, yeah, I would say to you, just don't be so closed-minded.
Okay.
One step at a time. Somebody just told me recently because, like, I like to fast forward and go to all these different chapters, but he told me to be patient and just live for the moment and enjoy what's going on right now. So if you have someone and you enjoy what's going on right now, enjoy that. Focus on that. Don't worry about what's going to happen next year, next month. Focus on right now. And if you're happy, keep doing that.
I definitely like that. I got one more question for you though. Somebody just sent me. A text. They said they can't get through. They said, "Do you believe in enhancing pills? I guess guys who take pills to get their dick hard. Do you feel any kind of way about that? Less or more about them? I guess that's what they meant. Do she believe in enhancing pills?" This must be somebody who take pills to get their dick.
Well, I will say this. I'm when having sex, they don't need a pill with me. I'm all the pill they need. They don't need no pill. We good over here.
What you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that, like, I wouldn't say I don't need a pill, and he's not going to need a pill because it's right. Everything is right over here. So it's not a pill. Now, if he has to take one, okay, you're going to take a pill, your dick going to be hard for 5 hours. You ain't going to sit there and act like a jackrabbit with me. Fuck out of here. We're not doing that. So, no, there has to be, like, you know, time limits within this because you're not just going to pound on me because you can't come because you took this pill. And then you have to be careful with those pills. Is your heart right? You mess around and have a fucking heart attack. No. So I'm not someone who's an advocate for the pills. Keep those blue pills over there.
He texted me, said some men just use it just for the extra, you know, I guess some men just use it for that extra. We got somebody texting me to use dick pills. So he said some men I guess he's telling me to tell you some men just use it for that extra hard on, whatever. I don't know. I guess that's what he's saying or something like that.
Okay,
but,
I feel like this, if I'm sucking his dick right and he's eating my pussy right, his dick's going to stay hard, my pussy's going to stay wet, and we're going to be good.
Wow, okay. All right. Last question before I let you go. Does size matter?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. What am I supposed to do with something that's the size of a pinky? Exactly.
That's it.
Crickets. You don't got shit to say because they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing.
So what you looking for? 10 inches? 10, what you need, 10?
No, I don't need 10 inches. I just need it to it has to fit
eight,
right. I don't know what the measurement is for it, but I know when I feel it. The average. I don't need some ginormous. Like, it just, like, as long as it just fits like a glove, we're Gucci.
Oh, hey, Keisha. If anybody out there want to press one and say something before I let Keisha go, I mean, I know everybody was having trouble calling in. You could inbox me on Facebook if you got a question, or text me. Oh, somebody texted me, a female said she understand when you said live for the moment. She said she understand that. I guess she could.
Yes.
She listened on the link. She understand what you said. Anybody
before
I let Keisha go, want to press 1 if you're on the line, or you could text me on my phone, or you could inbox me on Facebook before I let Keisha go. Keisha,
yeah,
the woman who don't want, who can't
it.
Live with a man. Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, yeah, you know what? Take this time out to tell everybody about your podcast and your books and everything that you got going on.
Yeah, definitely. So stay in the loop with me. I'm on all social media, social media networks at Keisha Green, K-I-S-H-A, green like the color. Or you can go to my website, www.keishagreen.com. That will take you everywhere. And like I said, I'm an author. I'm the host of a podcast. I'm an award-winning blogger, writer, best-selling author. I do it all. Literary consultant. I'm a jack of all trades over here. But it's definitely a good time. But Digital Foreplay is on Thursdays, and we're on Spotify, Apple, Google. It's everywhere. So, yeah, definitely check me out, KeishaGreen.com.
Hey, Keisha, so if I wanted to listen to your podcast on Thursday, what would I – tell me – exactly what would I have to do to get to it? Like, I know you said Spotify, but what would I have to do? Go to Spotify and open up an account? What would I have to do?
You can just go to Spotify. I think they have a, what's it called? There's a link search bar, Digital Foreplay, and it'll pop up.
And that's every Thursday at what time?
7 o'clock. There's always something on. There's always a show on Spotify. You can always listen to the archives. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. There's always a show that's airing.
Oh, okay.
And
that's,
so yeah, it's so. But so when I say 7 o'clock, like when I'm saying 7 o'clock, that's the when I do live. When I do Facebook live, it's Thursdays at 7 o'clock Eastern time. But if you're going to listen to older archives, that's the one, Spotify and all of that, you can listen to it anytime. It doesn't have to be Thursday. You can go listen to my show right now.
Okay, that's what's up. That's, and I got one more thing before I let you go. I got to tell you that me and my program director, he's on the line, Dre Star, we call him. Whenever I have guests on my show, I always make links, you know, the flyers and the links. And then I wait and I see who share it. And I told him, I said, uh-oh, we got another one who didn't share the link on her page. So I asked him, I said, what would be the reason for somebody not sharing the link on their page? So me and him, we always, like, go back and forth. And then today I saw you share it on your page. So I didn't get to tell him that. So I'm telling him that now live on the internet. She did share the link on her page.
Thank you.
I told her, but
you
did.
I put it on my Instagram and my Facebook. Thank you very much. And on Twitter. So don't tell me. I know how to do this because I've been in your shoes before, and I used to ask the same question. Why wouldn't you tell anybody that you're on a show so people can tune in? I sent this
right.
link to, like, to people, like, tune
no,
in.
No, for real,
I wanna
though,
hear
for real. So you for real, you know what I'm talking about, right? Because I honestly, I have had guests on my show, and we make the flyer, and then, you know, I send it to them, and then the whole
right.
week I'm promoting it. You know, I got a private
right.
room, and I'm promoting it on Facebook, and they never share it on their page. And I'm like,
I've been there.
Like,
I'm trying to tell you.
And me and my man,
to
we try to figure out, like, we try to figure out, like, why wouldn't somebody?
I have the answer. You want to know the answer? I'm going to give you the answer because I've learned this. The answer to it is simple. When they don't share the link, they'll never admit this, but this is what it is. They want to use your audience to become their audience. So they're afraid to bring theirs over to you. So they just want to leech off of you because they feel like they're doing you a favor. But that's what effective networking is. That's you bring my audience to yours and vice versa. And with the social media, it's come on, like somebody might tune in and like it, but it all goes back to that crabs in the barrel mentality. Like, God forbid, I put this out there and you might start listening to him and you won't listen to me anymore. But the thing about it is with these interviews, you have to promote it. You have to say something because who's going to tune in? I've had shows on Blog Talk Radio where there was nobody on there except for me and the guests. because they didn't tell nobody. Yep. And my audience, for me, they're like, I'm not interested in who you're interviewing, so I ain't tuned in. So then they're looking at me like, oh, I thought there would have been more callers. And I said it to them. I would have thought that you would have promoted it so you could have more callers. I was looking forward to hearing from your fans too, but you didn't. You wanted to use my audience to ask you questions. No, bring your audience over, because wouldn't you want your fan base or your supporters to tune in? You know, I told a couple of people today that I was doing this interview. My phone just beeped a couple of minutes ago, like, you know, hey, girl, I said I'm doing an interview, and I gave her the link. Call, listen in.
Wow.
Like, it's nothing.
You hit it, right? I mean, if anybody ever hit it right on the nose, you just hit all that shit right on the nose. I'm not going to lie. You just hit the whole thing 360 degrees of why people do and why people don't. And you know, I had talked to you yesterday about how I have brought people on the show, and they have talked one way before and came on another way, or people have not promoted it. You know, because I support everybody. That's how I am.
Right.
I just support every. That's how I am. I support everybody. You know what I mean? Like how I reached out to you. You know what I mean? I support everybody. That's just how I am. But I'm not gonna
Thank
hold you
you.
Up any longer. Keisha, you've been you a real one. And when Jay
Thank
Sean
you.
Say you a real one, you when Jay
Thank
Sean
you.
Say you a real one. Somebody just texted me and told me don't forget to ask her, do she believe in love? But I asked her that already. She said she do believe in love because what you said, you were in love with the thought of being in love or something like that?
No, I love
like
love.
That.
I love romance. It's the beauty of it. It's like the it is nothing more pure and innocent than love, like a new love in that infatuation and how you get the butterflies in your stomach and when you see that person and you're all nervous and giddy and like you're all cheesing, like it's a beautiful thing. So don't let that discourage you from falling in love because the person that you gave it to might have broken your heart. They just didn't know what to do with that love. But don't let that hold you back from giving love, because we want to love people. We're loving people by nature, but sometimes we do get a little bitter, we get a little angry, and we feel like we've been taken advantage of or taken for granted, to be a little more cautious with it. But you know, everybody's not going to appreciate it, everybody's not the same. So what works for Keisha may not work for Susan or Phil or Kevin, you know. So you just got to do what's best for you. So for me, this is how I'm navigating through this.
Fuck love.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Keisha, I'm going to let you go because I'll keep you on here all night. I swear.
No, thank
we,
you. I
you,
can't
you,
thank
like
you
I
enough
said,
for
you
having
wanted...
me.
No, we gotta do this again. We gotta do this again.
Yes, I had a
I
lot of fun.
Gotta...
I was nervous. I was nervous at the beginning, but this was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. Please stay in touch, and we definitely
I
gotta
I
have you on Digital Foreplay, and we gotta you know keep this up. We have to support each other because there's room at the top for all of us.
Anytime you want me there, I'm there. You just say it, and I'm there. I told you I was a pimp for 20 years, but I'm more than that. I've been a father, I've been a soldier, I've been a drug dealer, I've been a drug user, I've been a husband, a son, I mean a father, you know what I mean? I've been, you know,
you
an author, a movie writer. I've been it all, so I would be a hell of a guest. So
definitely you got stories, you got a testimony, but yes,
yeah.
We will be in touch.
Yeah, I got
thank
shit.
You.
That's how I wrote my book, because everybody used to always say, like, Jay Sean, you gotta write a book because I got a million stories. One of my books called My Soul Is Still Pimping is 24 chapters of different scenarios in my life, you know, and stuff like that. But look, you got a friend. I hope I got a friend. Not only to the podcast, but you know what I'm saying, like
Absolutely.
A friend in life, you know what I mean? And you've been real, you didn't dodge anything, you didn't duck anything, and I respect you for that, and I appreciate you for that, and you stayed out here, you didn't rush me and all stuff like that, and you answered every question I asked you, and and that's a good thing. So with that being said, you enjoy the rest of your evening, and I've got
Thank
about
you.
25 more
Thank
minutes.
Thank you so
much,
you guys. Take it easy.
Well, that's everybody. I want everybody. This is Keisha Green. She don't want no relationships if you don't go down. She can't, you know what I mean? If you're not going down, you can't stay. If you're not going down, you can't stay around. So, you know,
oh,
man.
My goodness. Get out of here. Stop.
And,
you are crazy.
Next time you come
out, crazy.
Next time you come out here, I got to ask you about role play and S&M and Dominique tricks. And and do you like getting choked? Don't answer it now. Next time you come out here, I got more questions
okay.
for you and stuff. That's
okay.
the new thing that's going on. Females loving to be choked, but don't answer it. Wait till the next
okay.
time
I'm
you come out here. All right, Keith. Yo, you've been real. All right,
take it easy.
You know what I mean?
Thank
all right,
you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a happy Thanksgiving. All right?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh man, she was a real one. I swear, she was a real one. That's the kind of interviews I like to do. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna be right back. If anybody on the line don't know, we had mad problems tonight. I don't know what it is. I gotta find out what the problems was. Why people having trouble calling in? And I appreciate everybody that's on the link. If you want a link, you could try to call in again right now while we go to a station break. You could try to call in. But know what? Let me do one thing before we go to a station break that I forgot to do, that I need to do right now. Let me see. Where is it at? Okay, one second. Bear with me, please. One second. I got to pay the bills. See if I can read this. December 12th, 2021, Sunday at 4 p.m., MC Minister Michael Gatlin present Joy to the World Concert, 25 Lewis Street, Paterson, New Jersey. That's Joy to the World, Reborn Deliverance, at the Reborn Deliverance Center, 25 Lewis Street, Paterson, New Jersey. They having a Joy to the World concert. Some of the performers, I guess, are Corey L. Teague, Marcus Blackwell, Paige Hack, Naixa Fields, Ashley Motley. I can't really read all the names out here, but that's December 12th, Sunday, December 12th at 4 p.m., 2021, at the Reborn Deliverance Center in 25 Lewis Street in Paterson. I guess it's like a Christmas show. December 18th, 2021, Encounter with God Christmas Praise. It's another show with the people performing is the young ladies, the Anointed Friends, Elder Clarence McFadden, and Reverend Junior Starr in the Gospel Revenue. That's at 98 Straight Street, Paterson, New Jersey. The service starts at 6 p.m. Evangelistic Center, 98 Straight Street, Paterson, New Jersey. And that's hosted by Bishop Dolores Green. So come out and support. This is another gospel event. Oh, man. And last but not least, we have one more Christmas Smackdown concert, December 19th, 2021, Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon. This is an Elvis Durham Outreach Music Production presents Christmas Smackdown Concert, December 19, 2021, 4:30. And this will be held at, this is be held at, the Redeemed Fellowship Center with Pastor Brenda Davis Gilbert, 292 North 8th Street, Prospect Park, New Jersey. 292 North 8th Street, Prospect Park, New Jersey. The Christmas Smackdowns. And I'll be promoting this each and every week on here in case you miss something. Because we got to go out and support this. This is gospel. This is for the Lord. So we're gonna support this. I might not support all three of them, but I'm going to support one of them. Even if maybe I just buy a ticket and don't show up, but I'll still support it. With that being said, we're going to take a little breather, a little break, and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a stare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. Wow, we had a, I really had some fun with Keisha Green. I really did. She ranked up there with some of the best interviews I ever had. I love when a woman is not afraid to express herself. And I love when a woman could talk freely about sex or oral sex and anal sex and just, and you know, anything that's sexual. Like, I love when a woman could just talk freely about it, because so many of them are misjudged and misunderstood. Now, a man could talk about it all day long, you know what I mean, and nobody won't say nothing. But the moment a woman talk about what she like or what she need or how she feels or what she wants, you know, she's all of a sudden a whore. She trifling, she ratchet, she's a prostitute, you know, a hoe. But it's not always like that, you know. Freedom of speech, everybody, freedom of speech. And that's the way it always should be. And I don't see no other reason why it shouldn't be or why it can't be. because we got to treat everybody equal. We got to deal equally with everybody. Men, women. It don't make a difference. Race, color, greed. We got to deal with equality. And that's with everything. And I'm going to say it again, I really had a good time with her. I never met her, only on social media. But that's what social media is about. That's what social media was built for. That's what it was made for. It was made for cross promotion. It was made for support. It was made for, what's the word for that? Politicking, cross-promoting. Telling somebody this about, I'm telling her about my podcast. She telling me about her podcast. That's what it's all about. We have to support each other. If we don't, we the ones that lose in the end. Nobody else don't lose. We lose. I have fun talking about, is love real? I have fun talking about dating, relationships, sex. I have a lot of fun talking about that because it play a major part in society. No matter how you feel or what you think. To me, sex is secondary, but it's also most necessary. And everybody should know that. How many people saw the verses? How many people saw the verses with Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan? Everybody say that Chaka Khan was drunk. Anybody seen the verses? Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills last night, they said Chaka Khan was drunk. She was high. She was this and that. I think Chaka Khan got dementia. I think she was drunk or high. I think she got early stages of dementia. And let's not one more time, let's give a big rest in peace to Young Dolph. Gunned down in Memphis, Tennessee, going to get his mother some chocolate chip cookies. The white guy found not guilty on all charges, killing protesters at the Black Lives Matter protests, killing two, wounding others, not guilty, acquitted on all charges. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. When will you learn? And we still killing each other. When will that stop? Keisha was a trooper tonight, wasn't she? I apologize, too, for the people who tried to call in and couldn't get through. I don't know what the hell happened with these phone lines tonight, but damn it, I will find out. Trust me, I will find out what happened with the phone lines. We pay a lot of money to do this shit. For shit, like for people to call in and can't get through. We pay a lot of money for this. So I will find out. Somebody got to answer to me. Somebody got to explain what the hell went wrong while all my listeners couldn't call in and they had to click on the links tonight. Some people could and some people, others couldn't, because I sent messages out to people to call in and see if they could get through. And a lot of them got through, but a lot of them didn't get through. So I don't know what the hell went wrong. I really don't. But I would love to know. Tomorrow night, don't forget to join us at 7 o'clock. Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself with the host Forrest Nance and the Health is Wealth. We want to learn what to eat, how to eat to live, and I mean live to eat and not eat to live. They're going to be talking about high blood pressure and diabetes and lupus, keto and being a vegan. Herbs, spices, and stuff like that. And don't forget, Sunday morning, I got my Small Time Hustlers sports show, Sunday mornings at 11:30. And coming soon on Mondays, we're going to have my man Dre with his Humble Life Radio coming soon. And don't forget, Tuesdays, we got the Point of Impact every Tuesday at 7 o'clock with my man, the host, my mellow, my friend, my brother, Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Malau, a.k.a. D-Hands. And, wow, we got like 7 minutes to go. So it's been a good show. I'm a little tipsy. I'm a little tired. Got some more Chinese food in there I'm going to eat in a minute. But I can't get that versus with Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan out of my mind. I can't get that out of my mind. So we're gonna go out with some Stephanie Mills a little bit. See if how many people. How old is y'all? How old is people out there? How old are you? I want to know. Do you remember Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan? They had a versus last night. How many people remember Home?
When I think of home, I think of
Fuck me. Yeah. How many people know Stephanie Mills? She's a bad sister from the old school, the 70s and the 80s. I know everybody know this song. We're going to conclude the show with Stephanie Mills. How many people know this song? It used to make me sad. It used to make me cry. How many people have songs that used to make them cry? That's the great Stephanie Mills. I think we're going to do some karaoke next week, y'all. We got like a couple of more minutes left. Everybody, let me hear you singing, singing, singing. Nobody can beat me in karaoke, I swear. We're going to have a karaoke contest next year, next week. I know nobody can beat me in karaoke. Trust me. Leave my world. Change. No way I'm going. My surroundings face, yeah. Grow. Sing it, Stephanie. Keeping it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Oh, that's my jam. Everybody sing along. Oh, just like mine, like home. Sing it. Sing it, Stephanie. Yeah. We're going to be right back here next Friday, same time, same station. I'm going to keep it real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I hope everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of turkey, stuffing, collard greens, yams, cabbage, cornbread, and if you're home alone and you don't got nobody to share it with, call me up. Share Thanksgiving with me. Yes, share it with me. If you're home alone and you don't got nobody to spend Thanksgiving with, because Thanksgiving should be spent with family, loved ones, people who care about you. I'm bullshit. Then Thanksgiving, how the fuck you want to? Well, who the fuck you want to? Who know the real meaning of Thanksgiving? I'll break that shit down to you. Oh, my girl Stephanie Mills. Y'all seen her on the Verses last night? Love overflowing. Sing it along, y'all. We getting ready to get out of here. Everybody know when I'm tipsy, I can't stop singing. I can't sing a lick, though. Especially some shit like this. I know everybody. Oh, we got 90 seconds. Suddenly, no raindrops. Have no meaning. Breaking the scene makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It should be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. Just maybe I can convince time to slow up. Give me enough time, ooh, me life to grow up. Time be my friend. Let me start again. Suddenly my world won't change fate, but I know where I'm going. Yo, I'm tripping tonight, y'all. Now I have my mind spun around in space, cause I don't give a fuck. Watching it growing, and oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see, and tell us, should we try and stay? Or should we run away? What will it be? Should we run away, brother, and just let us know? but it taught me to love. Yeah, so it's real, it's real to me and all of my heart. I hope everybody been singing along with me tonight. I'm getting into that body here. I'm feeling good. I'm on one. That's Stephanie Mills with A World Full of Love, everybody. Like home. And we still got people on here listening to me. We're gonna just let this rock out and then we out of here, y'all. We're gonna let Stephanie rock this out. Stephanie Mills, y'all. Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving. Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving next Thursday. Thank you for listening to the show. This concludes our show for the evening. The host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, on the Keeping It Real with J. Sean Online Radio Podcast. Peace.